Shalom Be'ezah Hashem Lundav Samach Tes of Masechtas Menachas. Some of the topics we're learning about include Shtei HaLechem Hanotza Sharya Eich Hanotza Sharya. Does the Shtei HaLechem permit fruit from the earlier stage of Hanotza, blossoming, or the later stage of Hanotza, budding? Chitin Shazorin Bekarka. If one planted grain but they did not yet take root, it's unclear whether it commands the Shadya Bekada Damya or a bottle of Hulagabe Ara. Is it considered as if they are in a container or are they considered part of the ground? This is relevant to three areas of halacha. Omer Matiran, whether the Omer permits them. Yesh Len Oino, whether they're subject to the laws of Oino, overcharging. Nishboin Alein, whether one swears in a dispute regarding these seeds. Chitin Shebegloli Bakar V'Sa'orin Shebegloli Behema. Undigested wheat or barley kernels were found whole in the dung of cattle or livestock. The Gemara discusses L'Temuya Tumas Eichlin, whether they're subject to the laws of Tumah that apply to food, and L'Menachis, whether they can be used for Menachis in the Mikdash. If one picked them out and planted them, whether the resulting crop may be used for menachas. Pil shabala hutzin vavdinu kafifa mitzvahs. If the elephant swallowed fibers, expelled them intact, and then someone formed them into a fiber basket, whether it is considered digested regarding tumah. Chitin sheyardu ba'avim. If wheat descended together with the rain, whether they are valid for menachas or the shtei alechem. The status of a stalk of grain that reached one third of its size before the Omer and was then uprooted before the Omer and replanted after the Omer and it continued to grow a minimal amount.